Well, hello guys. So why is Disney still pushing wokeness when every woke project they produce has failed to make any money? When they've lost millions and, well, probably billions of dollars? Well, of course, first of all, you have to remember Disney is a lot bigger than you'd think. A few million dollars doesn't mean anything to them at all. But they make something and people think it's terrible and tell them it's terrible. And then they make something else almost the same. Where's these wizard executives, business people? Because after all, it is a business and it has to make money. Well, here's my theory. That should be pretty good. For Disney, DEI hires happened a very, very long time ago. It was happening at Disney before anybody knew what DEI was, or even wokeness. And the people they were really hiring were activists. A lot of them were hidden feminists. Then, of course, they were quickly promoted. And now a lot of them hold very high places in Disney. But they're still activists. And that's why it's always woke when it comes out of Disney now. Because, unfortunately, most of the people at Disney are woke. But unless there's a major, major change at Disney, it's going to continue until Disney has actually gone broke. The people now at Disney will push their propaganda to the last dying breath. The company's failure is insignificant to them. The only thing they care about is pushing their message. Of course, there is a word for those type of people. Anyway, that's what me and Peroni think. What say you? Just take a bite of the apple. Well, Adam did, and we've been paying for it ever since. Take it easy.